I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're looking for a great day trip from anywhere in West Virginia, West Virginia Wildlife Center at French Creek is always an attractive option. I'll tell you more about it when we come back.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVSafety.gov.
The West Virginia Wildlife Center has evolved over the years. Initially established as the state's game farm, the DNR has transformed that area into an exhibition of native game and species in West Virginia. Rob Sylvester is the manager and tells us the wildlife you see there will either be native or was once native to West Virginia.
We have very good representation of the indigenous animals to our state. We are in the process of looking at even adding a few more here in the upcoming months. We'd like to add a fisher exhibit and maybe even a mink exhibit. They'd be in a separate exhibit, but they'd be in close proximity where the otters are.
Ah, yes, the otters, the star attraction at the Wildlife Center, added only a few years ago, but at a great cost. And Sylvester says those costs are what keeps them in check.
Well, we're always looking at things that we can add to and make it a more attractive visit for people. Right now, our funding has been pretty steady. We haven't had any major increase in funding to look at exhibits that would be like something like the otter exhibit or something similar to that that would cost more, pretty substantial amount of money to develop.
However, the Wildlife Center is quite a unique treasure to the state still. Only a handful of states have a state-run educational facility like it, and Rob says they don't even meet the West Virginia standard.
The only one that I'm aware of, and I'm sure there's others, Pennsylvania actually has a facility that is run by the state. Now, all states have some type of private facility ran by private individuals, but something that is ran by the state of West Virginia or ran by their state agency, I know Pennsylvania has one. I've been to different types of visitor centers in Texas where they have aquariums and things of that nature ran by their wildlife division.
One thing you won't find at French Creek, though, is a menagerie to display freaks of nature. Everything is an accurate representation of typical wildlife. No albinos or 50-point bucks ambling about.
People think that that is our mission, is to have something like that. Or the other mission is to be a rehab center to release animals back into the wild. And our mission here is to allow people to come here and to learn about our wildlife resources. The animals is the attractant.
And it's a mission we can all benefit from. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.